Bought a new pair of sneakers the other day. I think I got a good price. I put $50 down, and I'm paying $5 a month for 60 months. I need to make some money. I've been reading these books. You know how the millionaires write books, and they all say the same thing. They say, making that first million is the toughest. Yeah. I'm finding that to be the case. I hope the second million isn't this tough. In fact, I might have a little trouble with the 1,000 barrier. The money I do have is all tied up in Pokemon cards. Yeah. I had to sell some Beanie Babies to get the Pokemon cards. But I wanted to diversify my portfolio.
Seven at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us today. Right now, we've got a clear sky and 45 degrees, but we're looking for increasing cloudiness and a high near 53 today. Rain and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows 41, same for tomorrow, with a high near 46.
If I have a loving wife beside me, but she don't know about my girlfriend or the man I'm in.
Tyler Townsend is coming in at 7:06. Today's one of the two candidates vying for the second Alder District seat. Boy, it took me a while to say Alder. I wanted to say Aldermanic, Alderman, Alderperson, Alderwoman, Alder. And it's just Alder. That's it, just Alder. And I don't know when that started, but I'm on board, and I'm going to learn how to say that. It doesn't roll off my tongue quite yet, but I'm hopefully it will. So Tyler Townsend is going to be in today. We'll find out who he is. If the name's not familiar to you, he's one of two people running. Molly Jones and Tyler Townsend are running for the second Alder seat in the city of Racine, which encompasses just below downtown, I think. Got to get the exact location of it. I think it's from 11th down to, 21st Street off Main Street, off the lake, if I remember correctly. Anyway, so that's one of the contested ones. There are two contested ones I'm aware of. One is the fourth, and one is the second, so... We'll talk to Tyler coming up at 7:06 this morning here at WRJN Radio. Easter coming in about a little over 2 weeks. It's in March this year. Usually Easter's in April. Not this year. It's not. How do they figure that out? How come they just didn't make it the first Sunday in April? How do they figure it's like in March? Anyway, Easter is still about 2 weeks away, a little over 2 weeks. But you don't have to wait long to smell like Easter. I don't know if you're ready for this or not. Peeps Body Spray. It's now a thing that exists. Bottles of it have been spotted on shelves at the discount chain Five Below for $5 a piece. We have one of those stores here. It's right next to Kohl's and that Kohl's Shopping Center, Kohl's Department Store Shopping Center, Five Below. There are two different varieties, pink and yellow. The yellow smells like marshmallow, and the pink smells like strawberry cream. If I had to choose, and this doesn't sound that horrible to me, by the way. You know, this sounds like it might be workable. I'd rather smell like marshmallow. I don't want to smell like strawberry cream. It's kind of interesting. You know, I'm not all against it. All right, the end of an era is here. Gum. Chewing gum. Sales dropped by nearly a third during the pandemic, which makes some sense. But strangely, they haven't rebounded. So companies are now marketing gum as a stress reliever. Nom, nom, nom. Chomp down on that gum. Get your stress out of your body. We'll see if that sticks or not. If your car has smart features in it, it might be spying on you as we speak. The New York Times did a big article on how car companies are tricking people into using their free apps that let them share data with third parties. For example, they'll sell data about your driving habits to insurance companies, who then rate things based on speeding and heart braking, and all of a sudden you have a higher premium. I'm so glad I have a dumb car. My car's not smart about anything. I'm so glad. This is scary when I first read it. Airbnb is banning the use of indoor security cameras and listings globally so homeowners will not be able to spy on their guests indoors. Now, I've never used an Airbnb in my life, but the thought about them watching you in the house you rent or the condo you rent or whatever it is, wow. Before indoor cameras were allowed, hosts had to disclose them in the listing. They previously had a similar rule for indoor cameras. They couldn't be private, like in private areas, like bedrooms and bathrooms, but they could be in common areas as long as guests were notified, even if they promised they were switched off during the day. That's no longer the case. Boy, the thought about that. They're watching you. That's kind of creepy, isn't it? Rumor has it, Apple is planning to add hearing aid modes for their AirPods. They already have a conversation boost feature and something called Live Listen. But this would be more robust, more like an actual hearing aid. Could be big since AirPods are cheaper and more accessible for a lot of people. So your AirPods will be like hearing aids. Odd but true. As recently as 10 years ago, the country with the most citizens named Hitler was Peru. They had 2,300 people named Hitler. That's got to be tough to have that name, huh? Everybody knows kids today spend way too much time on their phones, including kids themselves. According to this report by the Pew Research Center, 38% of teenagers say, yep, we spend too much time on our phones. 27% of teenagers say, yep, we spend too much time on social media. Now, if we could just get adults to do something like that and admit they spend too much time on their phones. I watch these police videos all the time on Facebook or YouTube, whatever they're on. And even if the one on Patrol Live on TV, they take somebody out of the car to arrest them for warrants or whatever the case may be. They're putting them in handcuffs and they won't let go of that phone. They just won't do it. And even the police officer says, give me your phone. No, no, no. I take away everything, but don't touch my phone. Come on, it's a phone, for goodness sake. Anyway, so people just love their phones. Adults should realize they spend way too much time on them. You know, I'm in that boat, too, by the way. I mean, I'm not going to throw stones, but I really carry my phone around a lot. I mean, you don't want it out of your sight just in case you get a call. You know, before cell phones, if you weren't home, you weren't home. And before, we didn't have an answering machine either. If you wanted to get a hold of the Rosen family, you had to keep calling. There was no answering machine. If we weren't home, we weren't home. Nowadays, constant contact with the world. A poll found the average March Madness fan, and by the way, March Madness is coming up real soon, we'll dedicate 36 hours to it this year. That includes things like 3 hours filling out those brackets, 13 hours watching games, 5 hours watching the highlights. We also found 26% of people will, oh my goodness, be so obsessed they'll skip work to watch a game. Probably say you got a cold or something. And don't tell me your boss doesn't know you're faking it during March Madness. It's like after the Super Bowl. Oh, I don't feel good today. I can't come in. They know you're faking it. What do you think, your boss was made, you know, was born yesterday? All right. Did you watch the Academy Awards? All right. Do you remember the dog that was in the audience? I think his name was Messi. M-E-S-S-I, Messi. He was from one of the movies. I forget which movie he was from. Do you remember the dog sitting there in the seats at the Academy Awards? I thought he was sitting there at the Academy Awards. Turns out he wasn't. He wasn't even there. What they did was, before the Oscars, like, whatever, they pre-filmed it a few days before. And they had seat fillers sit around him to make it look like he was at the Academy Awards. Now, probably if you go back and look, and they show a wide shot of the audience, you'll see he's not there. They filmed it beforehand. They tricked me. I thought he was there. Here's another quick trick they did for us. Remember John Cena? John Cena was naked on the show. Supposedly, he was going to commemorate the streaking that took place when some guy ran across naked when David Niven, I think it was 70s. David Niven was presenting it at one, a streaker came running naked across the stage. Well, to commemorate that anniversary, John Cena was going to do it. You know, it was all a bit. And he decided, you know, in the bit that he wasn't going to do it, he comes out with a, holding a card in front of the important areas. It turns out he wasn't naked. He was wearing a thong, but it was so skin colored, so close to his skin, you couldn't tell. Nobody could tell. We actually thought he was naked. When I was talking to the movie mom the other day, Nell Minow, she thought so too. You couldn't see. And everybody's looking to see if he's wearing something. And of course he was. They showed a backstage shot of him. And he was wearing like a, like underwear. Thong underwear he was wearing. Covered everything up. Nothing. So if that card fell down, you weren't going to see anything. Not that I wanted to see anything anyway. So two tricks at the Oscars. The dog wasn't there and Cena wasn't naked. All right. According to the experts, these things could ruin your chances of a job interview. I can't remember the last time I actually went on a job interview. It's, I can't remember when. I think it was when I was like 22 years old. See, most of my jobs weren't gotten through interviews. As a matter of fact, that's the last time I mean, I've met with a prospective employer before I got the job, but it wasn't an interview. I already had the job. But, wow, I just thought about that. All right, here are some things that can ruin your chances at a job interview. Talking about your personal life too much, which I would probably do. That's just something I do. Asking too many questions at the end of the interview. Yeah, I thought it was good to ask questions. I thought they liked that. Exaggerating with lines like, I'm perfect for this role. Just be real and talk about how good you are for it. No one's perfect about anything. All right, showbiz news. The sequel to This Is Spinal Tap has officially begun filming in New Orleans. Guest stars in the movie will include Trisha Yearwood, Garth Brooks, Paul McCartney, and Elton John. They're turning that to 11. That was such a good movie, This Is Spinal Tap. Every time it's on Turner Classic Movies, I give it a C. It's such a funny film. All right. Also, I told you the other day the movie Coyote versus Acme was going to be shelved. They weren't going to release it. Now, they're saying they might release it. And, yeah, how is that? I guess they figured, well, we spent a couple of million on this thing. Why don't we release it? And finally, is it okay for a kid to have their birthday at Hooters? A couple in Iowa took their 5-year-old son and posted a TikTok of the waitresses singing to him. Some people think it's simply bad parenting. Others said, eh, it's okay. I thought you take 5 years old, 5-year-olds to Chuck E. Cheese, not Hooters. At least I thought so. What do I know? It's 618 at WRCN, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM and 98.1 FM. Increasing clouds today with a high near 53 right now. We've got a clear sky this morning. Sun is coming up. It's 45 degrees. If you want to get away from it all, I got the perfect place. If you want to stay away from the human race, you've had enough of people, you've had enough of everything in the news, you don't want to deal with anything anymore, you want the best place to live? It's a place called Inaccessible Island. It's located in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Because of weather patterns, it's only possible to get there 1 week a year. So you get there, and nobody else can get to you the whole year. I want to book a raft to get out there. Would you like to get away from the human race for a while? Now, what they would have to do is I would have to have plenty of food on the island. Yeah, I don't care about cell phones or anything like that. I just want plenty of food and water. Food and water, and I will be very happy for the year. Give me a couple of books to read. I got to look that up. Inaccessible Island. It's in the middle of the Pacific, Atlantic. I wonder how big it is. I don't know. It better not be cold. Yeah, what if it's bad weather? What it says it's going to be, it said it's bad weather. All right. So, inaccessible island. Place to be. Computer news. The world's first cyber attack happened back in 1988. A student at Cornell University wrote a program to detect how many computers were connected to the internet. You end up clogging up the entire thing. Didn't do it on purpose. Just, you know, happened. Questions you may not want answered. If you were a child, which do you think would be worse? Finding out you were, is this for a child? Yeah, if you had a child. This is for parents now. This is for parents. If you had a child, which do you think would be worse? Finding out they were bullied or finding out they are a bully? Which is worse, having your kid bullied or finding out they are the one doing the bullying? In a poll, 35% of parents said being bullied would be worse. I kind of agree. 45% say it's finding out they are a bully. Really? I would have thought, you know, because being bullied is, you know, they're both bad. But being bullied, I think, you know, is a scarring thing for the rest of your life. Well, bullies always seem to rise to the surface after they do their dirty deeds. All right, let's see what else we got for you here. There's a new term called we-gifting. You ever heard of that term? 74% of us have done it. It's when you give someone a gift that you fully plan on using, too. Eating ice cream for breakfast makes you smarter. Finally, something I can relate to. Researchers aren't quite sure why, but it's possible that ice cream makes you happy and that boosts your mental energy. I think I'm going to run out to the stores and get some ice cream for breakfast for tomorrow morning. That'll be great. Oh, our Girl Scout cookies arrived the other day. Oh, I got the lemonades. They are so addictive, those lemonade cookies. And my wife only bought two boxes, one Thin Mints for her, one lemonades for me. It's not enough. There was a funny picture on the internet. I saw this last year, I think, or the year before. Showed a cute little Girl Scout selling her cookies, and it said it had been clean for a year. And then my dealer showed up. I love those lemonades. I love them all. But those are so addictive. You take one, and I keep them in the refrigerator, freezer, so they're nice and cold. So I got to go, we bought some already from our local Girl Scouts, but I've got to go to the, go find out where they're actually located. One year I was driving on, was it Stewart Road? I forget what road it was on in Racine. And the corner of my eye caught this table set up, like a bridge table in front of a house, and it was stacked with Girl Scout cookies. So I did a quick Yui in the middle of the road. And picked up some. The mother who was there with her daughter said, "I saw you do the U-turn." I said, "Here he comes." I can spot those Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, they also sell them outside the supermarkets. You got to look around. And if you didn't buy them from your local Girl Scouts, you can get them elsewhere. But yeah, those lemonades. Oof, especially when they're cold. I love those. I got to get some ice cream tomorrow for breakfast. I never knew that was a thing. I mean, everybody can afford to be a little smarter. Guy in Iowa serving a life sentence temporarily died when his heart stopped. And get this, now he's arguing that since he did die, his life sentence should be over and he should be free to go. That's an interesting point. You said I was incarcerated for life. Well, I died and then I came back. So when I died, didn't that end my life sentence? That's a very interesting point. I'm not saying he should go free, because if he's in there for life, he probably did something very, very, very naughty. But still, that's an interesting premise. Hey, if time travel were possible, which decade of your life would you choose to experience all over again? How about your 20s? Maybe go way back when you were a toddler with no responsibilities. Someone asked 2,000 American seniors what they would do. Top answer was go back and experience their 30s again. 30% of their 30s. Were the happiest and best decade of their life. Their 20s was second, 25% of the vote. Interesting. Would you want to go back and be a toddler? Now, the thing is, when you go back, you have no memory of where you came from. So you're going back as a toddler. And when you go back to your 20s or 30s, it's not like you can say, okay, I made this mistake back then. Let me correct it here. No. You go back as you were then. I'm leaning toward toddler. I think of that. That was great being a toddler. Well, how far back can you remember? I can remember being a year old, a year and a half old. And I know it's strange, but I can remember it, and vividly too. What happened was, we lived in the Bronx, and my brother and I, a couple of years back, went back to our old apartment building in the Bronx. And that was about a year, year and a half. I was born, you know, there, and that's where I lived my first year and a half, almost up to 2 years old. And we looked in the building, couldn't get in because the door was locked on the apartment building. And I looked in, and I saw the black and white mosaic floor where the mailboxes were inside the building. You could see through the window. And I said to my brother, was that the same black and white mosaics we had in the bathroom in our apartment in this building? He said, yeah. I remember crawling on that floor, those black and white mosaic floors. I remember crawling on them. And that was, I had to be a year, year and a half old. And I vividly remember doing it, so that's as far back as I can remember, a year, year and a half old. I mean, I stood there staring at that floor when we looked through the window, and I was shocked. I mean, it's just, whoa, that was neat. I like that. What to impress your first date? The most expensive restaurant in the world is called Sublimotion. It's in the Hard Rock Hotel in Spain. The average price, $2,000 per person. All I can tell you is, somebody took me out to dinner there, I'd be impressed. It's 628 at WRJN Radio. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 53 degrees. Rain and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows 41. Some more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 46. Right now it's clear, beautiful morning. 45 degrees. Tyler Townsend, your second district candidate for the aldermanic seat, coming up at 7:06 this morning right here at Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN, 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, and 98.1 FM.
I don't use my gym. Do you use your gym? I wander in every 3 months and I go, I don't know how to do this. My entire workout, the whole thing, this is the discipline I have. The whole thing is based on whatever machine is open. That's how I do it. I walk around like a lost toddler for 3.5 minutes, and then I go, I guess I'm going to do neck today. Just going to do all neck. I'm just going to bang out a few on the scoliosis machine over here. Just. That's all I do. I do 3 sets of neck, both sides, and then I go home. And it costs $750. So if you could please let me out, just please. He said, if you don't want to come in and cancel in person, there's a second way to cancel my gym membership. This is what he said. You can write a letter. Write a letter. I was furious. You know why? Because I didn't sign this contract during the Civil War.
She still has a great voice to share. She's up there in age, and she just sounds wonderful. I heard her during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. She sang on a float. Then she also sang live at the Rockefeller Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony Special on NBC. She sounds great. She hasn't lost that voice at all. Not at all. 637 at WRJN Radio. I want to talk about the Royal Family Kids Camp. This is going on, I guess, in early summer. They're going to have the camp at Lake Geneva. And they need money, obviously. This is for foster kids. They spend 1 week at this camp. And they just to forget all their troubles. They don't forget your troubles, forget your anxieties, forget everything. Be a kid for 1 week with no problems. To raise money, we've got four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game, which is coming up April 9th at Five Serve Forum. This is all VIP experience. You get to sit row two, seats one through four. You can smell the sweat from that from those seats. We'll give you free parking at the 5th Street parking garage. Also, you get $10 on your Bucks app, and that's for each ticket. So you get $40 coming your way. It's the whole of VIP experience. You get to go through the BMO VIP entrance, and that's the Jockey Club. Oh, what a great experience. So, how do you get these tickets? You got to be the highest bidder. Now, last time I checked, and this was Friday, I think I checked, it was $1,200 for the four tickets. But we need a lot more than that. Now, these are worth $1,000 apiece. And it goes to the Royal Family Kids Camp. Deputy Chief Rick Teller and his wife are putting this together. It's a one-week deal, but you get those four tickets to the Bucks-Celtics game by bidding at WRJN.com/Bucks. WRJN.com/Bucks. Go there, give your name, your email address, and bid. Got a whole bunch of bids, but the highest one is $1,200. So you have to top at least $1,200 at this point. It may be higher for all I know. I have to check with Chris Morrow. He's keeping an eye on the spreadsheet. And at the end of the month, the highest person, the highest bid gets those four tickets to see the Bucks-Celtics play at Five Serve Forum on April 9th, the whole VIP experience. You get the tickets, you go to the game, and kids get a week of being kids again. You know, I was never in foster care. I don't know anybody who was in foster care. It just didn't, you know, the kids I grew up with all had homes with nice parents, and it was just like Leave It to Beaverville, like Mayfield we were living in. But not every kid's got that. And it's kind of tough for some of these kids who come from broken homes or abusive homes, and they're putting in foster homes. So this is a way to get them to feel good for at least 1 week during the summer and be like kids again. I never went to summer camp. I wish I would have gone. My mother offered me to, and I turned it down. All the kids went. I was sitting home all day with nothing to do while they went to camp. Then they came home around 5 o'clock, and we're talking about a great day they had. And I was, oh, yeah? I watched TV. I sat on the couch in the living room. So anyway, this is a good deal. Go to WRJN.com/Bucks, WRJN.com/Bucks. Name, email address so we can contact you and give your bid. And if you think you bid low, bid again. Bid a little higher, all right? So you got to top at least $1,200 now. Go to WRJN.com/Bucks. All right, it should be good. So I was looking for a movie to watch yesterday in the afternoon. I was going to attend, this company's got a company-wide Zoom meeting or Google Meet meeting or whatever it is once a week, and I thought it was yesterday. So I got all my other work done, got everything done. It's 1 o'clock. I said, I'm going to have some lunch, and then I'll join their meeting. I forgot it was Tuesday, and it's only on Monday, so I had time to kill. So I went through my DVD collection and pulled out a good old movie from the early 60s, Gorgo. Remember that movie, Gorgo, the monster movie? Better than Godzilla. Not the new Godzilla, but back in the 60s, he was better than the Godzilla back then. It was a British movie made by MGM, the King Brothers, who did, you know, King World and stuff, King Brothers. They made this movie, and this is interesting. They made a movie called The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms earlier, and the Beast was killed, and the producer's little girl said, why did you kill him? He didn't do anything wrong. Why did you kill him? So when they made Gorgo, they didn't kill off Gorgo. As a matter of fact, baby Gorgo, which we didn't know was a baby, wreaks havoc on London. Then Mama Gorgo, which is about 20 times the size of baby Gorgo, comes in and rescues baby Gorgo and destroys London, going back out to the sea. But it ends out Mama and baby walk out into the sea to live happily ever after again, leaving London in shambles. But it was all because the producer's little girl said, why do you have to kill them? And he said, we don't. And he wrote the film based on that. It's a great monster movie, Gorgo, got it on DVD. I remember seeing it as a kid in the movie theaters at a matinee. Oh, you got to watch that movie. It's the best man in the rubber suit monster movie ever. Yeah, best one. All right, from the What a Day This Is file, an 18-year-old kid in Boston named Finn Carter was leaving a Celtics game with his dad when he saw a guy drowning. He saved him, then woke up the next morning and took the SATs. I'll save this guy today from drowning. I got the SATs tomorrow. Don't worry about it. How about this? A Michigan man who lives in assisted living lost his emotional support dog and didn't think he'd ever see him again. But someone found the dog 2 weeks later, and they were reunited. And on that very same day, the guy found out that the donor kidney he got earlier this year is working great. Some days you have a great day, some days you don't. These two people had great days. Movie trivia. I should have asked this to Nell Minow. Only two silent movies have won the Academy Award for Best Picture. Can you name the two silent movies? All right. The first one was at the very first Oscars, the very first Best Picture, Wings, back in 1929. The second silent movie was 83 years later in 2012. The Artist, a silent movie, won Best Picture. It's a great trivia question, huh? Let's check this out. Judge Judy, Judith Scheinlin, the judge, said Justin Bieber was scared to death of her back in 2014 when they were neighbors. She said he would pay his front door monitors to let him know when she was around so they wouldn't run into each other. So Judge Judy and Justin Bieber were neighbors, and he was frightened to death of her. I'm frightened to death of her. So he wouldn't come out if Judge Judy was there. Imagine having Judge Judy as your next-door neighbor. Okay. The top five things we'd miss if we traveled back in time. Do you ever think of what you would miss? Okay. The internet. Central heating and air conditioning. Oh, yeah. Televisions. Your smartphone. We kind of respected that one to be a little higher. You know, that one, you know, smartphones, but it wasn't. And cars. I guess you have to really travel back in time, right? I would miss my wife and my family. Because if I traveled back in time, there's no guarantee she would be with me. So I'd miss her the most. These other things, eh. All right, maybe air conditioning. Number one. Okay. Then my wife. Air conditioning, then my wife. Maybe heating and air conditioning. Then my wife. No, I'd miss her first. And then air conditioning. All right, most people really undervalue their health because the average person would only be willing to pay, how much do you think, for perfect health forever? $22,400. That's it? You pay more than that for health insurance over the course of your lifetime. I'd pay a lot more than that. To give me perfect health forever? Well, I guess until the day you die. Give everything, millions if I had it. I'd empty out my bank account. I'd empty out, I'd sell everything for perfect health. How could you not pay the most for that? Guy in Ohio figured out the companies want to hire guys with families over sloppy bachelors. So here's what he did. He posted an ad on Craigslist looking for a woman and baby to pose in photos so he could pretend he had a family. The ad was pulled by Craigslist. No word if he ever found a fake family before it was taken down. What? And of all the nasty stuff on Craigslist, and there's some nasty stuff on there from what I hear, that they pulled? He just wanted a picture to pretend he had a family so he can get a job. That's not so horrible. All right, worried about getting COVID, the flu, cold viruses, anything like that? 44% of people might be carrying around a virus that makes them dumber. Now, this is a virus that used to only affect algae. But a study found it also affects humans. And those people did worse on intelligence tests than people without it. So now researchers are trying to figure out how we got it, how to fight it, and how to get smarter when we have it. All right. That's a little sad. Guy spent $82,000 to buy 99 iPhones and arrange them in a heart shape and propose to his girlfriend inside the heart. Sounds like a good idea, huh? Unfortunately, she said no. Oh, that's got to hurt. That's got to hurt when they say no. 37% of us would give up all our vacation time if it guaranteed we wouldn't get sick this year. 36% would give up social media for a year. 33% would give up their favorite food. 31% would give up sleeping in on weekends. All for perfect health this year. I'm still shocked that people would only pay $22,000 for perfect health forever. I mean, that's all you're going to pay? There's nothing in the official Major League rules that force players to wear hats. Odd, but true. Now, they all do wear hats, but if there's no rule about it, I guess they could take them off. During a battle at a park in England, here's another odd but true. During a battle at a park in England and Ireland, this was back in 1916, there was a ceasefire every day so the park employee can feed the ducks. Then they'd fight again. How civilized. The average person unlocks their phone for no reason 10 or 11 times a day, adds up to 4,000 times a year. I got news for you. I do it more than that. For no reason whatsoever, I'm always unlocking that phone. And according to a new study, you can add years to your life by restricting your eating to just the daylight hours. Now, this really doesn't have anything to do with the daylight factor. It has to do with the fact that you're eating when you're most active. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, a little after the top of the hour, Tyler Townsend's going to be here. He is running for your 2nd District Alder seat. We'll find out who he is, find out what his plans are for the 2nd District. We'll pick his brain a little bit, see what's there. We've got some news headlines coming up in a moment from Stuart J. Waddles, watching everything in our news center. That's straight ahead here at WRJN Radio, hometown radio refreshed at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. A civic media station here on your Wednesday? Wednesday, March 13th. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 53. Rain and thunderstorms possible tonight and tomorrow, too. Clear, 45 degrees. Beautiful sunrise over the lake right now. Gorgeous out there. Manchester version of the Dionne Warwick 1964 classic Walk On By. Nice version.
So walk on by. Don't stop. Walk on by. Don't stop. Walk on by.
All right, let's take a look at our news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Waddles is in our news center this morning. Here are some of the stories he's watching for us. The super selection in Racine is down to two now. The Racine Unified School Board has announced that the selection of two finalists to interview for the position of superintendent. Initial interviews last week have narrowed the slate down to Soren Galevsky, current interim superintendent for RSUD, Racine Unified School District, and Dr. Caroline Pat Hefty, current superintendent for the Whitewater Unified School District. There's a chance to meet the candidates at a meeting coming up on the 20th. At first, it'll be a late afternoon impact, but there'll be more motorcade movement into the evening. Prepare for traffic impacts as President Biden visits Milwaukee today. He's set to arrive at Mitchell in mid-afternoon and make his way to the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, where he'll speak about more than $3 billion in federal grants to help cities. It's expected he'll spend the night at the Pfister Hotel with the motorcade heading out tomorrow morning. A presidential candidate campaigned in Racine yesterday. Jill Stein, the third-party presidential candidate from the Green Party, says she won't be intimidated and plans to continue in her effort to reach the Oval Office. Her Racine campaign stop was at the DeKoven Center. She said she's challenging the two-party system, aiming to provide voters with more choices and representation. And finally, the outgoing mayor has thoughts about who should be in the incoming box. Kenosha Mayor John Andoramian has thrown his support behind Alderman David Bogdala's mayoral campaign. According to a statement from the campaign, Andoramian commended Bogdala's qualities and vision, saying he possesses the necessary attributes to lead the city forward. After a competitive primary race, Bogdala emerged as the top vote getter with 39% of the vote, while Lydia Spotsworth got 31% of the vote. Those are the news headlines. Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us today. He'll read it better than I did. Coming up throughout the day today, you'll hear him at the top and bottom of the hour. We'll update those stories and more. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director here at WRJN Radio. 6:54, increasing cloudiness with a high near 53 today. Rain and thunderstorms possible tonight. Lows around 41. More rain and thunderstorms possible tomorrow with a high near 46. Hey, springtime's coming. You got to expect it. Right now, beautiful sky out there. Sunrise over the lake, 45 degrees. In Racine. All right. You got a cough? I had a cough last week. Coughs can travel at speeds of 50 miles an hour and emit up to 3,000 droplets in just one go. Sneezes are worse. They can travel up to 100 miles an hour and create up to 100,000 droplets. Odd, but true and scary at the same time. Hey, still working on that beach body for summer? Here's a quick option. This guy said, the heck with it. He had a full set of abs tattooed on his fleshy belly. The tattoo artist shared photos, and actually, they said, looks pretty convincing from a distance. Looks like he's got real abs. He had them tattooed on him. A man in Texas stole a push mower from a property last month. Then he mowed their lawn before running off with it. Police still looking for him and the lawnmower. According to this study, you can add years to your life by restricting your eating just to daylight hours. Doesn't have to do with the sun. It's about only eating when you're most active. We had that story before, but in case you didn't hear it, we did it for you again. Thunderstorms coming this summer. Remember this. One bolt of lightning once hit an apartment complex in Tulsa, Arizona. No, that would be Tulsa, Oklahoma, right? They said Arizona here, but I think it's Oklahoma. It traveled through a vent and came out the ceiling of a bathroom. It hit the toilet and shattered it. Luckily, no one was using it. The radio station I worked at in Milwaukee when I first came here, just before I joined the station, there was a thunderstorm. And they said lightning came through the radiator and the bolt went right over the console in front of the announcer and hit the wall. Whoa. It's a good thing it happened before I got here. A study found 95% of people think all their friendships are mutual. It turns out half of your friends don't think you're as close as you think you are. And that would be a big surprise to most of us. 95% of people in the study assumed all their friendships were totally mutual. I only have about one or two friends, so I think it's okay. Did you know you can actually learn things in your sleep? Like you're learning a new language. You should be able to listen to the tapes at night. If you're learning a song on an instrument, you do better by listening to it again while you're sleeping. My brother did that when he was with his band. To learn new songs, he used to put it on a tape and listen to it on a little, you know, reel-to-reel tape recorder and listen to it while he was sleeping at night, and he'd know the lyrics by the morning. Here are some of the most common little things we argue about at home these days: leaving the lights on all the time and wasting electricity, leaving the TV on, leaving the windows open and messing with the thermostat. Yep, that happens. All right, let's see. Cops in Ohio. We're searching for a guy who has the words pothead actually tattooed on his forehead along with a marijuana leaf, plus tattoos of joints instead of eyebrows. He's a registered sex offender who missed his last appointment. They're asking for help and tracking him down. He shouldn't be too hard to find. At Chipotle has nurses call employees who've been sick just to see if they're really sick or just hungover. Wow, talk about having no confidence and trust in your employees. 658 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up, we've got Tyler Townsend. He's running for the second aldermanic seat, alder seat. Have to break that habit, aldermanic. Alder seat in Racine. That's coming up here at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. There we are, right?